When you first came to First Methodist, Dr. Thomas, after a week or two, died.
That's right. Yes. Broke our heart. He came by my office on the Wednesday after I preached on Sunday and told me he was going to Colorado and he was going to lose 20 pounds in 3 weeks. I said, be real careful. That air's thin. And that kind of came back to haunt me. In our second week there, we were in staff meeting on Tuesday, and they came in and told us that they found Dr. Thomas dead on the trail. He had done some exercises that morning, and then he ran after his exercises, and I don't know where he's pushing it or not, but the second Sunday I was in the pulpit at First Methodist, we were all brokenhearted. I knew Bill Thomas. We preached together in Holy Spirit conferences all over the place. He was on a committee at the City of Faith. Our hearts were one. It was hard to preach that second Sunday.
Yeah.
We cried together. But God gave us what you normally would experience with the congregation in 6 months or a year, in those 2 weeks. God lives with delays, and he can speed them up at the same time. His funeral was something. He was a great minister. He was a lawyer in Oklahoma City and went in the ministry at 40. He was his own seminary. He studied every morning, didn't come to the office until noon. He had a good staff. Wade Pascal was there. He bragged on Wade Pascal, and now Wade Pascal is senior minister there. He was there during my ministry. He was my executive minister while I was there. Great staff. Connie Eichert's been there forever. I bet she's been there 35, going on 40 years. And Dr. Thomas hired her. It was an excellent staff there when I got there. I enjoyed that staff immensely. They were short about two staff ministers. If you have a minister for every 500 people, you can visit them every year. So they agreed, and we hired two more ministers. Hired Bob McAdoo and Jessica Moffitt.